This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We are here today with Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, during today's presentation at CSIS and in your recent article in Health Affairs, you discussed the twin challenges of HIV, finding a cure and increasing prevention. Is a cure for HIV possible?
I believe it's possible in a selected, limited number of individuals. There are two approaches towards a cure. One is a true eradication cure, where you actually treat an individual to the point where there's no residual HIV left, so that when you stop therapy, it doesn't rebound with viremia because there's no virus there. That's much, much, much more challenging than what we refer to as a functional cure. In order to get a true eradication, we have to come up with an entirely new classes of drugs that actually silence or completely block the genetic expression of the virus that's integrated into the genome of a cell. I think it's possible, but an extraordinary challenge. More likely that in some individuals, if we treat them early enough and aggressively enough, we could suppress the virus and leave enough of their immune system intact so that they may be able to prevent the resurgence or the rebound of virus, even though there is some residual virus still left in the body. We generally refer to that as a functional cure. I think if an individual has been infected for an extended period of time and has a very large reservoir of virus in the body, particularly latent reservoir, any kind of a cure is going to be extremely difficult. And that's the reason why I say I think it is possible, but it is not going to be a universal phenomenon. It's going to be possibly successful in a limited number of individuals.
What are the barriers to scaling up HIV prevention? Is one method more effective than others?
Certainly some measures are more effective than others. Some of the biological measures, for example, we know that circumcision is about 60 to 65% effective for heterosexual transmissibility. That's quite good. There are others that rely, for example, on behavioral modification, which is a very complicated issue. It varies from culture to culture and from individual to individual. But when you think about prevention, it is very important and totally relevant not to think about a single prevention modality, but to think about a toolkit of prevention modalities. Mother-to-child transmission is pretty unidimensional. You treat the mother and you treat the baby following birth, and if you treat the mother appropriately with drugs that very, very effectively suppress the level of virus in her body, it is extraordinarily unlikely that the child will be infected. That's a very efficient way of blocking HIV transmission. But when you're dealing with transmissibility through sexual contact and through injection drug use, you really have to have a multifaceted armamentarium of prevention modalities. So unlike some diseases, prevention is not just unidimensional. It has to be a comprehensive toolkit.
The results of the vaccine clinical trial in Thailand were promising. Are we likely to see a vaccine produced in the next 10 years?
I will never give a year time frame for whether we're going to get a successful vaccine or not. I think the Thai results, as modest as they are, were an important clue to the fact that we can induce a degree of protection in people. The results were certainly not the end game. It's not something that one can be completely satisfied with, but it may provide the tools for us to improve subsequent vaccine candidates. I believe that we will get a vaccine. I don't think it's going to be of the type of effectiveness that you generally see, for example, with a polio vaccine or with a smallpox vaccine, where it's more than 90-95% effective. I think that an effective HIV vaccine would have to be more than the 30% that was seen in the Thai trial, but you'd have to be something like 60% or so. I think if we get there, that would be an enormous success, particularly if you combine it with other prevention modalities. When that will occur is impossible to predict.
Currently, 3% of Washington, D.C.'s population is HIV positive. That's the same prevalence rate as Nigeria and several other sub-Saharan countries. How can we improve HIV prevention and treatment within our own borders?
If you take the District of Columbia as the example of a situation that is really very serious, one of the first things you have to do is have access to people who are either infected or who are at high risk for infection. And there are a number of research projects that are going on now between the NIH, the District of Columbia, and some of the academic institutions in the District of Columbia to take a look at how we can best access the people who are at highest risk, test them if they are infected, treat them if they are not, to counsel them how they can avoid infection, and to counsel the infected individuals how they cannot infect other individuals. We have a problem with the considerable number of people proportionately in the District of Columbia don't know their HIV status, and they really do need to know that. So first thing is get out there, get access to them, and get them tested.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for joining us. Listeners can log on to www.smartglobalhealth.org to watch Dr. Fauci's full presentation at CSIS.